Hi, Sophia. Yay. Come on in. We're doing our obstacle course, okay?
A young dancer is greeted at the door of Danceability, a Cheektowaga dance school that may seem like any other, but there is one major difference. The school teaches dance to people with special needs.
They've been told that they're not able to, or that's not for you, and they come through this door and they realize that I can do it. And when they do, they are so impressed with themselves and so excited. And, you know, the joy that comes out of them is so genuine. And that's just so amazing to see.
Christine Dwyer founded the school along with Robin Bishop.
It doesn't matter if you're the most technically superior dancer. Everyone can dance and it's fun and you can be successful at it, and it can bring you so much joy.
Bishop says the pair use their combined experience in dance, special education, and social work to design dance programs that break down barriers and allow each student to reach their potential.
Let's figure out what makes these kids and adults shine. Like, everyone categorizes them by their disabilities. Let's find their abilities.
Head, shoulders,
the duo has a full slate of students. Dwyer says each one partners with a volunteer, so everyone gets individual attention.
We actually have 90-plus volunteers from all walks of life. We have high school students through retirees that come in and just want to give of their time, and all we ask is that you come in with a smile and patience.
Like any other studio, Danceability puts on a recital once a year where dancers take to the stage. Sandy Kirosh's daughter, Elena, has been a part of the program for several years.
They've opened up a whole new world for them. They've given them experiences. They've given them courage. They've given them confidence.
Yeah.
And the killer is, every single one of them has risen to that. Christine and Robin, they are the voice for these kids. And here's the important part, they've given them a voice.
The program, Dwyer says, connects the dancers and families involved, as well as the volunteers and staff of Danceability, in so many ways.
Coming here, the minute you walk through that door, you see the genuine smile on their face and how much they want to be here and how important it is.
And for both Dwyer and Bishop, it's about making a difference.
I just think if you have a skill that you're good at and that you have a niche for, you can use it to give back. Why wouldn't you?
For WBFO News, I'm Cheryl Hagan.